Okay, good morning, good morning. It's such a privilege to be here again with all of you. Every time I come to Manchester, it's such a beautiful experience to be able to sit with youth of all different ages and backgrounds. Just yesterday, I was able to be in about five different school programs, one kind or another, across the spectrum, about 200 youth or so. And to see the beacon, to see the thirst, the search of the younger generation is something remarkable. And the Ezras Hashem, there's an aspect already in the Sfarim of Rav Tzadok. Rav Tzadok HaKohen speaks about the energy of youth. The energy of youth that we find showing up a number of very conspicuous times. In the Torah, Da'ashur of Tzadok writes this in Dibrei Halaymus, which is a kuntris of Dibrei Torah that he received in a dream. And it's also brought in Sikkhus HaTzadik, where Tzadok says that the first time that we see the energy of youthfulness is in a very negative connotation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees Ki Yetzer Lev Adam Ra Min Ura. It's the first time that the word Nar in some form shows up in the Torah. Terrible thing. Yetzer Lev Adam Ra Min Ura. And that's the aspect of the Dor HaMabul. And it's an energy of youthfulness because it's passionate and it's full of life, but it's channeled in the wrong way. And then we have the Gevaldik generation that we're re-experiencing now in the weeks leading up to Pesach. Of Zacharti Lach Chesed Ne'urayich Avas Kululisayich. This generation, Lechtech Achra Bamidba Baritz Loisura, also a youthful energy, a passion, a love. And that's a wonderful energy of Naros. And then Rav Tzadok says that the final generation before the coming of Mashiach, which doesn't mean a generation, it means an era, which, less Mandapalik, this is the Ikvus of the Mashiach, this is our time. And Bez Hashem, we're going to see Mashiach, Bekar of Mamish. I'm not finished yet, don't get too excited. Say amen, you think it's over. So, but this is it. I mean, this is the dar of Ikvus of the Mashiach. This is the dar of that final generation. Says Rav Tzadok, it's going to be a Gilgul, a reincarnation of those two generations. The same dar that was the dar of Mabel that came back to become the dar of Midbar, and our neshamas are mushrish in those neshamas as well. And he says, in the final dar, we're going to have Arba Choshech Mishtamish Berehuvia. We're going to have both the Yetzalev Adam Ram and Urav Mamish, even in the same person. A Gevaldik, a draw toward Choshech, toward darkness, Chas V'Shalom, and filth and lowliness, like we're seeing in our dar that never existed before. And at the very same time, in the very same soul, you have a Zacharti L'Chesed Me'urayich, Mamish of Bikosh Ha'emes, and a thirst for the highest, highest levels of Kedusha, to the point that previous Torahs couldn't fathom. Like it was impossible for a person to sit by a Black Gemara with such cheshek after 5 minutes ago, who knows, you know, what he was looking at or who knows what he was involved in. And today in our Dar, it's possible. And both are emes. Both are emes. You have mamish of bikush ha-emes and a capacity for elevation that's lo yu'man. Ultimately, says Rav Tzadok, midat tova merubah, the R is going to vanquish the Choshech, and it's going to be a bechin of another pasuk atil, and also with this word nar, which is tischadish kanesher ne'uraychi. We're going to have this experience of naros renewed with the spirit of ischadshus, and Be'ezus Hashem, you know, that's what we're yearning for and hoping for and longing for. We have to recognize the time that we're in. It's very important to recognize that in a chanam, like the Baba Vareva taught, there's a chuasa ma'isal anatzach. Right, there's a Torah that's for every generation, but there's also a sikvasa b'chol dar v'dar. There's also every dar, it needs to understand yodei abina li'itim, right, to be able to know the wisdom of the times. Okay, so what a privilege to be able to sit with all of us, no matter what age or stage or background in life. We have this naris de kedusha. We have a bikush for emes. So let's take a look at this beautiful teaching from the Ohev Yisrael, the Heilige Abter Rebbe, And he comments on the first pasuk this week's parsha, Eilu Pekudei HaMishkan, an accounting is made of all the different donations that were made to the Mishkan. Last week's parsha, Kol Nativ Liba Yiviyeha, everybody came and donated what they were able. All of Am Yisrael wanted to get involved. Again, the Cheshek, this is the same dar of the Chet Egel, right? A cheshek to Kedusha. Unbelievable longing to be a part of making for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adir B'Tachtoinim. So they make an accounting. Poiket Alpi Moshe, and it was all done. Alpi Moshe, Alpi the Tzadik. Hine Be'emes, Frecht, Ha'after Rav. Amar Chazal, it's Yedua, Maimar Chazal, in Abrach Asher, V'davar Amadad, V'ashok, V'asafur. There's a bechin of Ayin Hara, to count something, to measure something. We don't measure something. Anything that's measured already, it's limited. We limit in a bechin of Olam Hazeh something that has dimensions already. So it's limited to what it can hold as a kli. So we don't count things. We don't count Yidden. We don't count calculations of different things, different audio, items, objects. Because ain't a bracha shayre b'davar amadad. The Gemara tells us the bracha is not going to be shayre properly in something that's been measured. So what a strange thing he says. Being a kamba malachas hamishkan shenasak kol al pi cheshbin ubemidak tzuva. How could that be? The whole mishkan, every single thing we have in this week's parasha, everything was calculated to the last nekuda. And you see that there was no greater bracha that was ever shayra on anything physical, like the Shechina was shayra on the Mishkan and on the Beis HaMikdash. And everything was pakud, everything was counted. Dinek Siv, so he wants to explain, it's a very, very deep thing, and it's a very simple thing, but it's a very deep thing. Dinek Siv, Enecha Brechas Becheshbin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu praises Am Yisrael and Shir HaShirim and says, Your eyes, Einecha, are like brechas b'cheshbon. There was a place called Cheshbon that had brechas, that had pools. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, your eyes are like the pools of Cheshbon. So deep. So beautiful. So what does this mean, Einecha, brechas b'cheshbon? Well, first let's understand, beyond that praise, why it is that Ayin Hara is shaylit on something that we count. So he says, the Be'emes in truth, Shoyresh, Sha'ayin, Ra, Hukamai Bilam Arasha. The Shoyresh of Ayin Hara, how does it work? That there's something called Ayin Hara. Du'vachamakim Shanasan Einoi Ha'yishoylet Shamaru Klal Rachman Alitzlan. That everywhere that Bilam looked, even though he was a Shasum Ayin, he didn't have he was a bit blind, right? But everywhere that he looked, wherever he cast his eye, there was a B'chin of Klala. Unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu would turn things around, which of course he did. But that was his power. How does that work? B'mnei sha'arash ha'azeb ha'mashe estakob eze davar. That anything that the Rasha would look at, hifridu mishar shaya elyon. Bilam is disconnecting everything that he looks at from its shar shaya elyon, from its source in Ruchnius. Shal mekar ha'chayim. From its mekar of spiritual life, of chayas. Because he was so drawn after Olam Hazeh, that whatever it was that he was looking at, whether it was a food that was in front of him, was another person, it was something else that he could use, his whole draw and attraction was for the thing itself. And so Mimela, he wasn't looking at the ruchnius beyond it, at the source of the essence of this thing. And if he was looking at a food, it was nothing more to him than the food itself, mamish. It didn't serve as a portal to the realm beyond, which is what all of Gashmi is supposed to do. It's a pointed finger that's supposed to help us to look beyond itself. It signposts all of nature, all of life. That's one of the differences between Yavan and Am Yisrael. It's a very deep thing. The Kalina Rebbe, it's brought into Siv Shalom. The Heilige Karlina of Aaron HaGadol, Talmud of the Magid of Mizrich, was the Talmud HaGadol of Al Shem HaKadosh. Rabbi Aaron HaGadol of Karlin writes that the greatest darkness in the world is not darkness. The greatest darkness in the world, he says, a very deep thing, is a little, small, little light. Hayitachin, what do you mean? Like darkness is darkness. What's a little light is dark. He says, ah. Because darkness that's mamish dark, if a person's in darkness, they know that it's dark. They want to look for the light. But all the while that a person has a little light, they get stuck there and they think that they think that they're okay. And in a certain way, a little light could be even darker than Mahushabdis. What does he say this about the Medrash? The Medrash tells us, says the Medrash, it's talking about the Arba Galuyas. Which one is referring to Yavan, says the Medrash? Chayshech su Yavan. So he says, I understand. All the other Galuyas, Babel, Edom, these are so megusham. These are so corporeal, physical, coarse, all about Gashmias, all about the flesh, all about this world. Yavan, the Rambam says that Aristotle was almost like Nevuah. Like, they were into Chachma, they were into contemplation, they were into wisdom. Chachmas Yavan. Yavdali Kimli Yavas, they had beauty, they appreciated Chachma. So he says about Yavan, you say Chayshech, Chayshech su Yavan, Labech. Chayshech should, Yavan should be the closest thing, like a Klipas Noiga, like almost the Rambam Kedusha. So he says, no, that's exactly what happened. He says, you're right. Yavan looked around the world and they saw Chacham in the world. But the little light that they had prevented them from being able to see what the Chachma of nature was supposed to be. They appreciated the beauty of creation, and that was their little light, klape, the great light, which is Am Yisrael, who also recognizes the Chachma of the Bria, but doesn't get caught up in the Chachma of the Bria, because they realize that it's not the Chachma of the Bria, it's the Chachma of the Boire. Whole different world. A whole different world. So Mamela Chayshech Zu Yavan, because there's no greater darkness than that. That's the Kalim. Okay. I guess it has to be a ma'at min. I mean, it's a chelik of the Or HaGadol, but it's not a. It doesn't mean the Or HaKatan. Yes. Yeah. That's right, because this kind of ma'at min ha'or could be ma'at could be worse, in a way. So this is the perspective of the Bilam. Again, he looks at the food as mamish. This is what it is. This is the plate of food in front of me. Without being able to discern from within it the shayrish of the bracha. Maybe that's so intuitive why we call the words that we say before we put food in our mouth a bracha. Because this is what's enabling us to be able to access the bracha of what we're about to eat. Because we're recognizing in that moment that this is way more than just physical food that I'm putting in my mouth. This is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is mamish real. And loyal lechem levada yichya adam. A person doesn't live through lechem ki imoitzi pi Hashem yichya adam. There's chiyas elokus in this food. That the Pius Setzer Rebbe says the greatest proof that there's unity throughout creation is hayitachin. If it's true that earth is mamash a different element than plants, and plants are a different element than animals, and animals are a different element than humans, how could it possibly be that a blade of grass draws its chiyas from the soil? And then an animal comes and eats the blade of grass and gets its chiyas from the grass. And then a person comes and eats this animal and he gets chiyas from the animal. I mean, how does that work? If soil is mamish soil and grass is mamish grass and animals are mamish animals, says the Pius Setzer, because it was never soil and it was never grass and it was never animals and it was never people. It's chiyas Eloki. There is spiritual life force that is synonymous throughout the entire structure of existence. But a Bilam doesn't see it. A Bilam comes, and in his perspective, through his eyes, he cuts off the thing from its cherish eliki. Let's go back inside. He wasn't looking at the chiyas ha'pnimi shebesoichoi. Shu koyach elyon mishmo yizvarach ha'machai oisoi. But when it comes to the Jewish nation, to Am Yisrael, Am Skulasai, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's treasured people. Ksiv, about them, the Pasuk says that we just mentioned in Shir Hashirim, Einecha Breches Becheshbon. What does that mean, much more deeply? Af B'davar Sheyesh Becheshbon. Even something in the physical world that has a calculation, it has a dimension, Uba legeder minyan, umispar, and ataka comes into the gether of something that can be counted. But our perspective is not going to damage the thing that we're counting. Machmasha ish haisur ele b'chol davar shuroya mistakel asuroya koyach ha'boiri yisbarach ha'nimsa b'yom ha'chaya oisa. Because ultimately, and again, not necessarily is every yid on this level. Halavai that we should be, and the etzem is sharish v'pnimis, we all are. But the Gemara still cautions us and says, listen, it's tricky business, right? Okay, but it's tzaddik. It's tzaddik, and the tzaddik that all of us have inside, v'amechulun tzaddikin, in that place, Am Yisrael are able to look at a thing and lehepech, dafka through counting it, we're able to go ahead and to connect that thing that we're looking at with its Shirish Elohim. So that the more plurality that Am Yisrael experienced, it's a very, very deep thing, the more plurality that we experience, lehepech, the more unity we see. Sometimes people think that there's a stira between Shabbos and Bitachin. Sometimes people have it can be mutually exclusive, or it can seem to be mutually exclusive. Do I take another shutif, or do I have just bitachon that I can, you know, with the shutif that I already have, and the amount that we're already being mishtado, that's enough. And sometimes there's a third approach. Sometimes increasing hishtadlus just means that right now I am maximizing, I am expanding the arena of my bitachon. Here's another experience in life. I met another person. A person gets married. A person has a baby. A person has two. A person has three. V'chulei. As Hashem, everybody, and Am Yisrael should be privileged to have that experience of marriage and children. And a person expands in life. So there's more space for me to let Hashem in. Doesn't have to be a stira. Here there's more space. Now my life is expanding. The more plurality that a person encounters, the more elokus, he's privileged to be able to find there. So lehepech, v'kimin shemavik ha'davar avu l'sharshay, when a person looks at a certain element and connects that element to its shayrish, az biri'iyazu, through that experience, through that istaklus, adarava, mamash on the contrary, oyid mamshich shefa u'bracha mimkar elyon ala davar avu. When we look at things, and like the Baal Shem HaKadosh taught, it sounds radical, but this is what he said. It's brought in Keser Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov taught his Hasidim. He said, I want that when you look at something in the world, some bria, you look at a chair, you look at a table, he says, I want you to see Hashem first and then a chair. Hashem first and then a table. Very radical. Very deep. Ein oyv molvadeh to the Baal Shem didn't just mean that there's no other God. It meant ein oyv molvadeh. There's quite literally nothing but God. Somebody asked me yesterday, a student, how do you prove, what's the proof that God exists? There are many, many different avenues, many different angles. So I asked him, what's the proof that the world exists? See, he said, because we experience it. I said, okay. So I believe that there's no world without divine energy. So Mamela, if you can prove to me that the world exists, that's a Gilui Elokus. Right? And as much as you can prove that anything exists, because where did it come from? Like, what is God? What does God mean to you? If he's a man in the sky, he's an invisible guy up there with a hatchet, like most Bachrim today think of him, you know, or a whip of some sort. So then, like Rabbi Nachman told the Maskilim, the God that you don't believe in, I don't need to believe in that God. You know, like, yeah, I can't prove to you that God exists because I don't believe in that God. But an infinite divine force that brings every particle of being into existence in a split second, Memalikol Almin, Vesoyviv Kol Almin. Lesasar Ponimine, Meloy Chol Ha'oretz Kevoydai Mamesh. Like, there is nothing but Hashem. Yeah, I can prove to you that exists because we are it. We are experiencing it every split second. The question is, what's our perspective on it? What's our perspective? Very deep. In Echabrechus Becheshman. Kimin shemav b'kadavar hu l'sharshiyos b'ri'iyah zu'adar abba oy mamshich shef obrach mimikar elyon ala davar hu v'zeh shamar akasav. He says that's the depth of the pasuk in Shir Shirim referring to Am Yisrael, how special we are. Einecha breiches b'cheshbon. What does it mean, einecha breiches b'cheshbon? We said before on a simple level, look in Rashi, einecha breiches b'cheshbon means Hashem is praising us, whatever this means metaphorically. Your eyes are like the breiches, are like the springs, are like the, how do you translate a breicha? The pools in Cheshbon. But he says on a much deeper level, I know what this means is, Sha'ainayim shalcha Am Yisrael, your heiliga oigin, your holy eyes, Eini Hashem el tzadikim. Doesn't mean that Hashem looks at the tzadikim. Says Rabbi Nachman, it means that the tzadikim have godly eyes. Eini Hashem el tzadikim. The tzadikim look at the world with godly eyes. Einayim shalcha nasu kemoi breichos. your eyes channel, trigger, open up a portal, open up a channel. A tsinar. Umikar hashpa. They bring down bracha, brecha, bracha, brecha. It's the same thing. Bracha. Af bedavar sheyesh by cheshbin. Einecha, Am Yisrael, your eye and your eyes. When you make cheshbonis, breches b'cheshbin. We're not cutting things off with our perspective of the olam gashmi, where we cannot find the bayre. You're kidding? The bayre is everywhere. Look around. Everywhere you look is the bayre. And when a Jew looks at the world in that way, his calculations, his looking at independent items, objects, experiences within this world doesn't cut things off from the makar elyon lehepech. His eyes and his perspective, his consciousness, lehepech, is channeling down infinite, infinite megadoses of hashpa, because we're finding the bayre in every nivra. The zeshamar hakasav eile pekudei hamishkan. When it came to the Mishkan, on the one hand, don't count it. We will ain't a bracha shayre, right? It cannot be. So it turns out, the way that they brought down the Shechina on the Mishkan was by counting it in a conscious way. It's unbelievable. Lehepach. This is dafka einecha brechas becheshbin. They counted everything. And the Shechina came down. This was their strategy. This is what it means to have a Mishkan. This is what it means for a nation that says, Eile Elehecha Yisrael, that a realm of Eile, that a realm of multiplicity, that a realm of things that don't seem to be connected one to another, and Memela, a Jewish nation that doesn't recognize itself as Mamish being one, the tikkun for this is for all of them to contribute their own special, or Nasa describes it, their own Nekuda Toiva. They came and they brought what was unique, what was special that they had. They contributed, each one. They didn't all bring the same thing. It wasn't like a cookie cutter, you know, like a system. Every person brought their own unique thing. They gave their own mamash, their unique talent, and whatever they contributed, that Hashem gifted them with, they brought it and they donated it to this place, to the Mishkan. And Vahaya says the Pasi last week's parasha, Vahaya Mishkan, Echad. That was what the Mishkan was. It all came together into one structure. It demonstrated that all of Am Yisrael are bound up as Shoresh with this very mission of finding the unity within multiplicity. That's the deepest, deepest unity there is. V'hoya Mishkan Echad. And so the completion of this process was to go ahead and to count and to look at each thing on its own, but with the perspective of finding the Boirei Olam, the singular Yachid, Echad Yachid, Umiyuchad, inside every prat and prat. Bebinyan zeh, nitosif by kedusha. Zeh shamar kasav asher poiket, al pi Moshe, but it had to be Moshe Rabbeinu. Mach Moshe yatsa minyan yipi Moshe, because the tzaddik has this capacity. The tzaddik has this ability to see in this holy way. And it's not just for tzaddikim. Again, each and every one of us, we have our nekudas at tzaddik. So it's difficult to do this all the time. But it's a real avodah. You can try it. This is literally what Yiddishkeit is for. This is what brachas are for. Not just to murmur a couple of words and shove food down your face. But a bracha is to stop, to pause, to look at the thing and to remember. This food that I'm seeing now, this experience of eating, which is so deep, mamish so deep, this is a portal, it's a doorway, through which if I choose, I can glimpse the Bayri Olam. I can glimpse HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this experience. Everything that I'm tasting, all the different tastes, they're all mushrish in the Olam Ois Ruchnim, that they're all derivatives of these fundamental building blocks of creation, Midas of Hashem. It's all a Gilei Elokus. Again, he toasted by bracha. That brought more bracha down. I saw just on the level of Purim, we have a few minutes left. I once heard this thing that the difference between a person who gets drunk in a way of unholiness and the way that Yidden drink on Purim in such a kaddish way. He says that when a person who is not holy gets drunk, they look at one thing and they see two, and they see three. Right? It's like they see multiple. But when a holy Yid gets drunk on Purim, he sees a million, and all he sees All he sees is one. All he sees is one, right? Yom Purim, it's just echad yachad amiv, it's just one thing. I'm reminded of a story I said over last night by the Heilige Mittler Rebbe, the son of the Alter Rebbe of Chabad, Shneur Zalman of Liadi, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Baal Tanya. So the Mittler Rebbe, as you might imagine, Purim he spent with his Tata, you know, in the whatever that looked like, you know, Purim by the Alter Rebbe. We have no Asaga, absolutely no Asaga. You can imagine maybe. So the Alter Rebbe every year would read the Megillah, and the Mittler Rebbe, all the while that his father was alive, was listening to his father, the Alter Rebbe, read the Megillah every year. One year the Mittler Rebbe was ill, maybe in his 30s, younger 40s, he became ill and he wasn't able to participate for whatever reason in the reading of the Alter Rebbe, that reading. So they arranged for somebody to come and read the Megillah for the Mittler Rebbe, to come to his house, to his room where he was laying in bed, whatever it was, to read the Megillah to him. So the person comes and he's reading the Megillah. And afterwards, he looks at the Mittler Rebbe. The Mittler Rebbe has a strange expression on his face, and he says, "Nu, how, you know, the reading was okay for the Rebbe? I don't know if they called him Rebbe then, but the reading was okay." He said, "The reading was amazing, but I want you to know it was the first time in my life that I ever heard the story of Purim, ever heard the reading of the Megillah, the story of the Megillah." He said, "What do you mean? 40 years old, you've been hearing the Megillah every year. Father, the Baal Tanya, we know, I saw you last year, by the way, you can't understand what's going on. You heard the Megillah being read before. So I want to explain something to you." He said, "When my father, the Alter Rebbe, reads the Megillah, the translation of every word is Ribbono Shel Olam. Every word in the Megillah means the Eibishter. There's no other translation. Vayehi is Eibishter. Bimei Achashverosh, Eibishter. Eibishter. Hu Achashverosh, Eibishter, Eibishter." So the whole Megillah, when the Alter Rebbe reads the Megillah, the whole thing is just Hashem. The whole thing. So you do that Hashem's name is not Mufurish in the Megillah. And according to the Tzaddikim, it's because the whole Megillah is the Shem Hashem. Don't have to have the Shem of Hashem in the Shem of Hashem. The whole entire Megillah is the Shem of Hashem. And there's nothing, there's no story with more Hester. Esther Menatar Minai, Panachi Haster, Aster Panabayamahu. There's nothing that's where Hashem is more hidden. The question is, how do we look at things? You should know, just to close with this, if you look in Josephus, right, it was a Jewish historian who recorded many of the different episodes that run parallel to Tanakh and to Chazal. Very interesting to see how he frames things. He writes about the Purim story, that there were people after the Purim story that while the Jews saw this as a divine miracle, he says there were people who thought that this was just an interesting anomaly, like an interesting coincidence. It just happened to be that the Jewish person was in the palace and when this whole thing happened. Like, it is possible, it is conceivable to hear the Megillah and to say, "We're very happy that the Jewish nation survived, but like, where's God in this?" That's the whole point. It's a giloy of Kodesh Baruch Hu within the Teva. Davka within the Teva. Within the Teva. And that's our eyes. We're coming into Purim now. Our eyes is the capacity to look at this world of Dar, to look at this world of Gashmias, to look at this world also connects later in the parsha. We don't have time now to get into it. We're going to end now. But the Adonim, very, very deep. The Adonim, just very, very briefly. Adonim is from is the Shem Adni. Adni comes from Adonim. And we say before Shemana Esrei, Adni Sifasai Tiftach. Without getting into the whole thing now. Adonim have to do with speech. Speech is fragmented. One word means something else, unless it's an Alter Rebbe's Megillah. But one word usually means something else than another word. Everything is fragmented. But call, voice, is unified. One measure of voice, you can say any word in any language. You could turn it into anything. Call is on the level of infinite. Dibur is on the level of finite. When the crushing came down into the Adonim, this is the Yichud. This is the Yichud. This means that all these Adonim become bound together into one structure, into one structure. And that's our job, coming to Adar, is to recognize, in the world of Dar, this is not Elokos Mamish, but it's up to us to find the Chiyas Elokim and everything, and that's Adar, Aleph, dar, the alufa shel olam, the echad yachad miyuchad is dar in everything. We should be zeichet to take a look around all of our lives, all the different things that we have, the people we encounter, the things that we engage with, all the different objects and items of the olam hagashmi that we encounter. And like the Alter Rebbe's Megillah, every word that we hear should mean Hashem. Everything that we see should mamish be einecha breiches b'cheshbon, a channel bringing bracha, shefa, parnasa, and everything good into our realm, the Ezras Hashem.
Oh,